the instructor, Stacey Nelson from St. Lucia. She will be teaching salsa, bachata, kizomba, and salsa la rueda, which is pretty much you dance in salsa in a circle with different commands being called, and you switch your partners, etc., etc. We also plan to take them down to Beckway on this Sunday just for a day tour, and if everything works out, we'll probably have lunch with some salsa music in the background and known salsa dancers who just want to know that they can dance. On the Friday night and Saturday night, we would also be having two parties. A Friday night party would be at the Prospect Racquet Club, and on the Saturday night party would be an all-white party at Flow Wine Bar. At that particular party on Saturday, the dancers from St. Lucia will be doing various performances and so forth, just for the entertainment of the locals. It builds teamwork, in particular in the corporate sector. Now, because of the nature of Latin dancing, it requires teamwork and trust and everything. We have seen this benefit in the workplace, because naturally the employees will feel more comfortable around their peers, and they kind of build up the spirit of teamwork. There's not much stuff on the island right now for families to go and do together, other than the beach or going for dinner. Latin dancing is something that the entire family can do. It's also going to add a new dimension of entertainment to St. Vincent, rather than the usual dance hall party or soca party. Also, for tourism, it's one of the biggest benefits I see coming to the tourist industry. Since we have started our club and had our Latin nights on Saturdays, we have seen persons from across the region and internationally take part in the event and recommend it to their friends, and then they in turn come back to the island just to take part in the event. We've had visitors from St. Lucia, Barbados, Trinidad, the UK, and even as far as Australia, and they tend to come back and forth just for Latin dancing.